Hi, everybody. I'm Lincoln Statler. I'm a pastoral care provider here at the Berkeley Fellowship of Unitarian Universalists. I'm also a hospice chaplain, armchair theologian, and nerd for all things Star Trek. Yeah. Star Trek is perfect for today. I know it's not like the story of Dr. Chapek, but it still fits for today's theme. Its own timeline and mythology will work wonders to illustrate the beauty of today's sacrament, the Flower Communion, a ritual that celebrates our diversity and the unique gifts we all bring to this community. So, Star Trek and Unitarian Universalism have a lot in common. Okay, now hear me out on this for a minute. UUs and Star Trek believe in the fundamental worth, dignity, justice, and rights of all life everywhere. UUs and Star Trek believe in self-exploration of the person, exploration of the universe, and the exploration of the in-betweens. And Unitarian and Universalists and Star Trek believe in diversity. Or, to quote Mr. Spock in his infinite Vulcan wisdom, infinite diversity in infinite combinations. A Vulcan proverb also uttered by Tuvok, Burnham, and T'Pol. Unitarian Universalism and Star Trek have a lot in common. And today we will explore the mythos of Star Trek to demonstrate the beauty of the Unitarian Universalist Flower Communion. That when we recognize our diversity and learn from one another in covenanted community, from our unique perspectives, we can be transformed. Let me say that again. That when we recognize our diversity and learn from one another in covenanted community, from our unique perspectives, we can be transformed. Did you watch Star Trek The Next Generation? You know, with Picard?
Yes.
Well, in that series and in that universe, to be precisely episode 20, season 6, The Chase, long ago, eons beyond memory, a species evolved in this quadrant of the galaxy. They became very advanced technologically, and the scale of their civilization was grand and vast. They were peaceful, curious about the universe, and thus began to explore the stars. Yet this species, in all of their technology, found no others like themselves. In their isolation, they decided to leave a legacy, a monument to their existence. They would leave that legacy in life itself. So they sent out. They seeded the primordial oceans of many worlds with their DNA gene codes. They triggered an explosion of life, of advanced life, for millennia to come, with each planet only containing one piece of that story, one piece of their legacy, one piece of their puzzle. These species evolved into humans, Vulcans, Klingons, Cardassians, Romulans, among many others. With this creation story embedded in their DNA codes and needing each other to complete the legacy puzzle, as no one species had all of the truth. These creator aliens had hoped that the legacy story would be learned when the galaxy came together in peace and in fellowship. In coming together in their diversity, could they discover the meaning of existence? So, in Star Trek, one species is the source of all advanced life in the galaxy. From that one source, these creator aliens, came a common destiny for Klingons, humans, Vulcans, etc. In that they would collectively learn that they were part of a galactic family tree that spanned eons, thus breaking down the barriers between them, thus changing their worlds and aligning their destinies. Does that sound like Unitarian Universalism and the Flower Communion or what? Star Trek, like the Unitarian Universalist Flower Communion, is a symbol of another world. A world where cooperation overcomes competition. And we discover the deeper truth together as a quilt or as a bouquet of possibilities. To me, Star Trek and Unitarian Universalism share much in common. They are a symbol or a vision for how the world ought to be. In Unitarian Universalism, we share a similar story and a common theological source, one source of creation. Whether you call that source God or the Big Bang or Brahma or the goddess. And we as UUs can collectively come together as unique people to explore our human family tree, to learn our piece of the puzzle, and to see how it fits to discern the greater truths in life. Thus breaking down the barriers between us, thus changing our world too. When we come together in our unique perspectives, in peace and in fellowship, we change ourselves, we change the world. Star Trek and Unitarian Universalism have much in common. In this common community, like in the Star Trek episode, The Chase, where each galactic species had one piece of the puzzle in their genes, a piece of the greater truth of the common source, so too do we, as Unitarian Universalist congregations, share a similar journey. Many individuals with one piece of the greater truth, creating community together, understanding our source together. One source. Infinite diversity and infinite combinations, sharing one common destiny. The Flower Communion is one of Unitarian Universalist's most sacred rituals. In it, we come with our unique personhoods, our histories, opinions, the social DNA codes of who we are. Full of dignity, truth, and meaning, we bear ourselves to each other through our fellowship. And our expressions of our individuality, our flowers. And then when we leave with a different flower from which we came, a different flower from which we arrived with. We learn from one another. We learn about another person's perspectives. The truth gets bigger. We learn about our common source together and build towards our common destiny. So you're probably thinking, great, Lincoln, but I don't even watch Star Trek. How does this affect me? My response to that is just like the bouquet before me is a symbol of our diversity and Unitarian Universalism. Star Trek is a symbol as well, a symbol of our common source, a symbol of our common destiny, a symbol of collective possibilities and another world possible. A vision of what is possible when we come together in fellowship and cooperation. So today, I hope that you too should find the common connections between Unitarian Universalism and the stories in your life. Whether those are stories sacred or secular, find the common source. The strands of stories that unite us in our common source and guide us towards our collective destiny. Maybe your stories aren't about a creator species, spawning life in the galaxy. Maybe your stories aren't based in space or about a galactic federation spreading intercultural equality and exploration of the stars. Maybe Captain Picard means little to you. Maybe you've always been a Star Wars fan. Maybe you're inspired by the works of activists and scholars or stories from your childhood. The stories written on pages or plastered on screens. That's okay with me. That's okay in Unitarian Universalism. Bring your life, your stories of creation, your symbols, your blessings, your flowers, and build this world with me. Build this bouquet. Let us explore our own source of creation. Let us build towards our own common destiny. Let us, like these flowers, bring our whole selves to the work ahead of us. Thank you. Amen. Ashe, and blessed be.